Welcome to show. I am Clint, and I am here with
Devo
and the Gooch,
and we are the Social Deviants, and we are going to get deviant today because today we are talking about our. I don't know if we have to be top five. We could do a top five, but we're going to talk about the most disturbing moments that we've ever seen on film.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not talking about like some shit you saw on YouTube. I'm in a movie.
In
a movie that was made by a production company. And not one out of San Bernardino County, okay? Yeah. Valley, whatever the hell it is. I want to start off by talking about, and if anyone saw the Instagram post, there was a particular image on there that alluded to this particular topic, and it's one of Sam Neill from the movie Event Horizon. And I just want to start off by giving my experience with that film. And I remember it came out around the time that The Matrix came out. And I saw Event Horizon. You know, The Matrix came out, of Existence came out, which is another movie that we got to talk about. It has some disturbing shit.
Yeah.
And, Event Horizon came out, and I thought to myself, oh, I got to see this movie. This was awesome. You know, I love sci-fi movie, right? And it was like 97 or something. I was still in high school, and I remember I went with my boy Niaz, who you guys will probably hear on the podcast at some point. We went to the Capitol 16 Theater, which doesn't exist anymore, and we went in the middle of the day to see it. So there's no one in the theater. It was just us two. And I thought this was supposed to be like some sci-fi action movie, right? And the first thing that you see is like some dude floating in midair with like all messed up in it, like he's screaming and it goes into his head, and I was like, what the fuck kind of movie is this?
It's a great movie.
And as the movie progressed, and as the movie progressed, it just got so scary and so fucking violent, and I just remember thinking to myself, and I remember like, you know, like my phone went off or something in the middle of the movie, or someone opened up the door, so I can't remember. Maybe I didn't have a phone at that time, but it went off in the middle of the movie, and I remember I got I jumped and everything, and I just remember being really scared of the movie because I didn't expect it to be scary.
Right.
And like what it was talking about was like stuff I hadn't thought about before, like, you know, going to some alternate dimension and it's like hell. And I remember there's one scene where they watch this video the previous crew that went to that chaos realm or whatever, that dimension. And I remember watching it in the theater, and it was very jolting. And then like at the very end when he's like telling the guy like, see, and he puts his hand on his head, you see more of that stuff, right? Like people impaled and all this disgusting stuff. And I remember in that original scene, I remember when I got the DVD, I went back and me and Devin watched that shit in slow motion.
Yep.
And there's like people's insides coming out of their body and like people fucking on like entrails and shit like that.
It
was hella disturbing. I remember thinking to myself, like, I had nightmares about that shit, man.
Damn.
It was brutal.
It was brutal. And I think to this day, it's still considered like some of the most like disturbing images that have ever been. And interestingly enough, watching the extra features, they lost all that footage and it's gone. Like all the stuff, like, you know, just the stock footage of like the dailies of what they had. And even the director was like, I really don't want to dig it up because it's kind of, for the actors, it's stuff that you just don't want to see.
I remember watching that. I guess I was more jaded when I was younger.
And you've always been more jaded. That's why you've always been the worst deviant of all.
I remember watching it because Doom has a similar story arc. Because you go into they find portals, and one of the portals goes to a Doom hell dimension. So I was watching. I remember watching it in '98. Later, it came out later on. It wasn't watching the theater. I'm like, oh damn, this is like Doom. Of course, I mean, you don't have the Doom guy, you have poor Lawrence Fishburne trying to escape.
Yeah.
and that's why it's a great film.
But at the end, though, he didn't escape.
No, he didn't escape.
He went.
He went into it, yeah. And I said trying to escape. He didn't make it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a great sci-fi film, but what Clint was saying, be prepared to be jolted.
Remember the scene where the guy's suspended up and all his insides are on the table? It's like,
you know, when they go into the video, it's like some guys, like, have his eyeball out. Remember,
he's like holding his hand.
It's
disturbing.
I mean, Sam Neill does the same thing, right?
He does. Yeah, he takes his eyes out. Yeah.
So the picture I posted on Instagram is
remember the scene with his wife, and she was cutting herself, and she opened her eyes up.
Oh, yeah, black. That was crazy. That was awesome.
Or like for me, it was like when Baby Bear is in the airlock, and like he's like, I forgot what he was doing, like why he was going out there, but the chick's like, no, he's like, it's okay, Mama Bear, and then he goes out in the airlock. He's like, oh, and then like his veins just start like explode. Yeah, and like his eyes are exploding and there's just blood everywhere because his eyes exploded. And, oh man, that was rough.
Great film.
So
that was one of your most disturbing moments.
I think that was the most jolted I'd ever been in the theater.
Oh, the theater. Okay.
In the theater. Yeah. I think the most jolted I've ever been at watching a movie at home was Ringu. The first one.
Oh, I remember you were freaked out. Yeah,
because it's about witchcraft and aliens and stuff. And I really don't do well with that.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember the scene. Obviously, the scene where she came out of the TV, the way it was shot.
It was so much better than the American one, dude.
Because if you're watching the movie, I remember us watching that movie before the American version came out.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea what it was even about.
Yeah, I remember you told me to come over and watch a movie, and I was like, well, a few of our friends told you that it was really scary. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
And even the cover had that weird eyeball on it.
Yeah.
I remember when I had that movie, I couldn't even look at the cover.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't look at that shit.
Because Clint had both of them together, and he's always like, take the second one.
I don't want to watch all shit. <ones." laughs> And then Lucio was like, it's about aliens. You don't watch it. when I remember watching Ringu, that scene where she came out of the TV, I was like, oh shit. I got up out of the room. I got walked across the room. I was like, that's not fucking cool. Yeah. That's not cool.
That's awesome.
But I think the scene that got me the most, that disturbed me the most, was the scene where, you know how they blame everything on the girl's mother?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're a witch and you're whatever, right? And they have the press conference where they're accusing her of the crime and everything like that. And all of a sudden this dude stands up and starts pointing at her, right? And then the dude just dies.
Yeah.
He's just and he dies. And then all of a sudden the girl gets up and walks to the person who's it's like this one of those scenes where the person is reliving it. Brand does in the Game of Thrones thing.
Yeah.
And that girl walks up to her and grabs her arms and burns them. And then when she gets out of the dream, her arms are burned.
Yeah.
It was really disturbing. Yeah. Just the whole scene and everything.
Damn.
It's really good.
It's a really good movie.
It's a really good film, man.
Let me talk about another couple movies that are just kind of one offs by whoever directed them before we get into some directors that have series of movies that are very odd. So I wanted to talk about Gone Girl. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie.
I watched it.
And I know it's not a horror film. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end, where he kind of realizes that he's going to stay with her,
mm-hmm.
I was really disturbed. And I've seen the movie twice, and after watching, I just sat there silent.
Hmm.
It's just so disturbing, what happens at the end and what she did. And she kind of puts him into a situation where he can't leave. Yeah. I was just that shit's real.
Really? You were disturbed by it? I thought it was the dumbest thing of ever how to end anything. It was fucking stupid.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, but seriously, but listen, now, I understand why you're disturbed in view of a man, but the sister knows, the female cop knows, and they're telling the FBI that this bitch is a crazy ass bitch. They're like, no, she's fine. Who the fuck is gonna believe that?
And didn't the attorney know too?
The attorney knew too.
I think the idea was that the authorities just want to get it out of their head.
It's exactly.
They don't want to deal with.
But
this
who
shit.
The fuck are you telling me? Would your sister fucking? My sister wouldn't fucking allow that. Would your sister allow that? Would a police officer allow that? It's even if you told her, because it's okay.
Gooch.
Get the fuck out of here.
Gooch. They're white people.
Yeah, that's why it's the dumbest fucking thing ever. So after finishing, everyone was saying it was good, and then I left the theater. We were leaving the theater. I'm like, oh, that's a great film. And then I was talking.
Of course, then the Gooch starts thinking about it, and then he starts picking everything apart.
I start thinking about it, and I usually take films for what they are.
Bullshit. Right? Bullshit.
No, I actually pick the shit out of
it. Exactly.
But I was talking to I was talking about to someone that actually read the book, and she's like, yeah, it was pretty close to the book. I'm like, why? This is the dumbest film ever. I mean, the movie itself was really good.
I love the movie.
But the ending is just so terrible. It ruined the movie for me, to be honest with you. I mean, she should have just killed him at the end. It would have been better.
No.
Terrible film. The ending makes no fucking sense. And you're telling me that the FBI is so incompetent that they just want to get rid of something?
It's yes.
It's bullshit.
When you do, when you do something for so long, you get jaded and you don't want to deal with this stuff.
It's fucking bullshit, dude. It's so bullshit. It would never happen.
It's the same reason why. Do you think a doctor cares about your emotions?
No, because
because they do this shit all day. But FBI agent cares about your emotions?
Yeah, but
you're not okay. So you're not going to press charges. But you're not going to press charges. Good, get the fuck out.
You're telling me the after everything that went on, all the speculation with the sister and all this other shit, they're just going to let it go. It's hard for me to wrap my arms. Nothing happened.
I think you're getting jaded by the movies where they have the main character as the character that won't let it go. I think most people would. And then you see it all the time. You see it all the time in actual legal yeah, shit. You yeah, see it all the time. They let it go.
And then
police departments, FBI, then, they let it go all the time.
Exactly. And that's why this shit's all fucked up. I'm telling you. It's just,
but that's why I think that you bothers you.
It doesn't make
but
any
I think that
sense.
That's why it actually makes sense to me.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. I fucking hate that movie because that ending is fucking terrible. And it's a really good film up until the ending, and he just ruins the whole film for me.
So anyways, let's talk about a movie that I know both you guys do like.
Yeah.
And that's Seven.
Oh, Seven's a great film. All right. Love that
There's
film.
Some disturbing. What's in the box?
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
That's all right. To me, it was like, he made me fuck her.
Yeah.
He made me fuck her.
It's fucked up, dude.
Get it off of me. He made me fuck her.
That's fucked
he
up.
He put a gun to my head. He said, he killed me for a fucker.
Oh, no, you know, was great in that role. That barely didn't see me. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with that one in Seven when, I don't know, I don't think it's just been disturbing, by the way, because I mean, obviously we're jaded, but like when he walks in with the guy at Gluttony that died in the fucking tub, man, that shit looked gross.
Did you guys jump when
was the, that? Is that Gluttony? No, that's
no Gluttony's the big fat guy.
The big fat guy. Yeah. Who was the guy that died in the tub? I'm thinking about a different movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
remember the guy where he walks in the
no, the fat guy is the fat guy's
and the guy's and the guy's a skeleton and they have all
the air fresheners
in there and he's awake.
Yeah.
I jumped. So you guys have to admit you guys jumped when that happened.
That was gross.
That was good.
That was gross.
That's a great film.
Yeah,
it's a great film. Okay.
I know people probably think that's I think it's a great film. I could but
I mean, no, yeah, I mean don't get me wrong, there's some fucked up shit there.
But I yeah, I agree.
Okay. Have you guys ever seen heard of a movie called Womb? With Eva Green?
No.
No, but I'm pretty sure I
you want to talk about disturbing? Go watch that movie. This chick she's in love with this guy and this fool dies in a car accident. So she go and it's in the future or something like that.
Yeah,
and like she goes and gets herself artificially inseminated with a clone of that guy.
Yeah.
But she's in love with him, even though it's her son.
Yeah, she raises
and he
him,
even,
right?
like, rapes her at one point. Yeah. It's hella disturbing, fool.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's a disturbing-ass film. You guys see it?
God damn.
Okay. Have you guys seen the movie The Killing Room? With Nick Cannon and then Timothy... I forgot the guy's name.
No.
It's a trippy movie. You guys need to see that. It's disturbing. These aren't, like, gory movies, but they're, like, just trippy movies. Nymphomaniac.
I saw that movie.
No. Is that the one with Shia?
No. Yeah, he's in it.
No.
It just, first of all, there's too many penises in there for my taste, of course.
Well, I mean, but
like, there's some stuff in there where I was like, is that, did they really do that? Or did they not do that? Or they did that, but not to her, but they did it to somebody. And it's just like, there's some twisted fucking people.
Because I think there's something about, I remember reading something about that movie, and like, it's probably not like creepy or gross or anything, but there was like, apparently all the sex in that movie is like legit sex.
Yeah.
Like they're actually boning.
Yeah. That that chick in there, because there's what, part
there's
one
like,
and
there's
part
some parts
two, right?
Where there's like fellatio.
Yeah.
It definitely is real.
Nice.
There's no way you can't like CG fellatio.
Yeah. Nice.
Like it's really, and she's like, there's parts where she's jacking guys off. There's parts where she can fellatio. There's parts where like so what happens in the movie is she fucks so much that she can't feel her pussy anymore.
Yeah.
Or her clit or something like that, right? And so she tries to go through all these things to try to figure out a way to stimulate herself again. So she meets, the other guy in Jumper? What's his name? British guy?
Yeah.
So he's in it and he has like these rules. So it gets to like this thing where like all the people that love that 50 Shades of Grey shit, like watch that scene in Nymphomaniac. That's fucking real. Like 50 Shades of Grey is tame. I expected like some serious shit when I watched 50 Shades of Grey. I was like, okay, this is going to be like harsh to watch. It's like, that's it? Like,
yeah, it
really?
Lame.
Like, I don't know if I'm jaded after watching Nymphomaniac, but I was like, that's it? I'm like, that's not that bad. It's fucking, obviously, this fool's like whipping her and shit, but it's not as bad as Nymphomaniac. Like, this fool had like ropes with knots on it, and this fool was whipping her ass till it like bled.
Yeah.
And that was the only way that she could get like off on it.
Hmm.
Not like, and this fool didn't like fuck her afterwards or anything like that. It was just like, that like
that's the thing.
There was so much pain that she could like get stimulated, but she was getting turned on it. So she was like coming while this fool was like literally ripping her ass to shreds. Like I don't mean like her ass at. I don't mean like
not
figuratively.
The whole,
I don't mean
the
figuratively.
No,
I mean
I understand
really,
what you're saying.
Yes.
You see the smile on my face?
I know.
Hey, get the hand out of your pants.
Yeah. It's just that type of stuff was like
I saw an evil man.
I know Gucci. You're jaded, man. But like yeah. I'm not as much of a deviant as you. But yeah. It was just disturbing to me.
You know what's surprising? I don't know if you ever watched that movie Brown Bunny. I think that's what it's called.
No,
with Chloe Savini and her.
Oh yeah, with the
with their
the
director
Vince Gallo.
Yeah, dude.
Where she's blowing him on camera and then he comes.
I was
around.
Shocked. Oh, I heard about.
I was shocked because it was Chloe. I mean, Chloe Savini doesn't give a fuck, but I was shocked that she did this shit.
Yeah.
On camera.
Now I see her in Target commercials, and all I think about that time when Vincent Gallo came in her mouth.
Exactly. Or when you know what's a you know
in the movie she's like they show it she's
show,
blowing him
she's blowing
and
him.
Then he comes and then she swallows it and he just gets up and leaves.
And you know what's a movie that people, I think I think at the time, it was kind of disturbing to me. Kids was pretty disturbing, dude. Kids was...
Oh, yeah. Because, you
know, give all the girls AIDS and stuff like that.
Well, no, just the way that... It shit's fucked up, dude. And
I have no legs.
I don't think it's that bad anymore because I feel like
not now. Like when I watched it initially, I'm like, I didn't expect that movie.
I don't know why, but I had that on DVD for some reason.
I never thought it was that bad. I just thought it was. This is what people are like.
This is what kids do.
Well, you know what? I didn't do that, so that's why it was kind of weird. But I thought it was.
People that shit's like more and more common now, especially, I mean, almost to the extent like where they're kind of older than kids start doing shit like that now. You know what I mean?
Can we talk about some of the fantastic scenes from a fantastic film called Silent Hill?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, like when Pyramid Head grabs that chick by the neck and then just rips her skin off in one fell swoop.
I always thought, you know, I remember watching. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about when we all saw this movie in the theater together.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first scene where they get to the town and he sees the kids. It was
The lava babies?
It was so shocking. That was shocking. And unexpected that, I think literally all of us looked at each other like,
At the time, like babies crying was actually frightening to me. Like that was like the scariest sound. Not because it was kids crying, it's just the pitch, the screechiness of it. And when those babies started like yelling and screaming, I was like, oh, that's gross. And then they just walk out and they're all like molten lava and like shit's coming out of their mouths. I was like, oh, that's not right.
That was unexpected.
It was shocking.
You know, another part in that film, like you were saying, was the one when Pyramid ripped that chick's skin off. Was great.
Yeah.
And then he tossed it at the top. You saw the debris everywhere.
He tosses the skin at the door of the church, doesn't he?
As they're trying to run into it. Yeah.
But you know the dark room with the nurses, man. That got me. It was the babies.
That's
first,
creepy, dude.
The babies at first got me. I was like, oh, nothing can get me. But the nurse.
No, I saw the look on your face. I had not seen you kind of freaked out.
The nurses got me, dude. And it's like, and they started moving. Like the way they moved really got me.
You were I knew you were squirming.
There's another scene that, like, whenever I watch it, I'm like, okay, this is like, if this really happened, it'd be so fucked up. But like the fact that they put it on a film made me be like, this is amazing. Is when the little girl, Nessa, I think what her name was, she like when she becomes the demon and she's like skipping around whatever, like that barbed wire demon thing that comes up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, first they burn that chick alive.
Oh, yeah.
That was harsh.
Yeah.
And they showed it.
Yeah. When they burn her alive, that was creepy. And then after that,
she came down, she was crispy.
Yeah. And then the barbed wire monster grabs the main chick and is lifting her up in the air and like it's just wrapping around her arms, cutting her all up, and then the shit goes under her skirt, comes out her mouth and splits her in half. I was like, oh, and then the little girl
it was like grinding her in her dude. When I saw that, I was thinking to myself, like, I can't believe this is in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, this is really graphic.
And then the camera pans down and the little girl's skipping around in the blood.
The bloody rain.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I was like, wow.
That's a good film, dude.
I mean, the funny thing is, we enjoyed it, we loved it, but it was still disturbing.
It was disturbing.
You were shocked that it was in a movie.
It's one of those things where I understand that it's a horror film, so I wasn't, you know, disturbed by some of the imagery. The way they portrayed the babies and the nurses was so different from all the other horror films I've watched.
Yeah.
And that's why it got me. Like the barbed wire thing, I'd seen it in other mediums. So it didn't really get me.
They've done stuff like that, but
the little girl is bouncing around in I thought it was cool. First of all, I mean, the woman that they kill is like a really evil person, so I didn't really feel bad for her.
She was a great actress.
Yeah, she was a great. She's a Borg queen.
Yeah,
she was
awesome.
So she did a great job portraying being an evil person. So when she got torn apart by barbed wire, you didn't really feel bad for her,
right?
But I understand, like, the little girl, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I felt bad when Andrea got burnt alive.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was harsh, man.
Dude, I remember she was so hot.
She didn't need to go,
I loved her.
That sucks.
Okay, so 8mm? You guys seen it?
I don't remember the scenes, though.
Yeah.
Maybe not scenes, but I remember the idea of the snuff film was first introduced to me with that film, and it really disturbed me.
Because there's a scene where Nick Cage is, like, watching one of them, and he's like you know, rubbing his hands in his face and stuff.
And he starts yelling and screaming.
Yeah, there's an animated GIF of that, and I use it a lot on, like, social media and stuff, when, like, something, like, really disturbs me, like, you know, whatever, but...
Just real quick, because it's on my mind, I was disturbed when Anakin got turned into a nugget, just for the record.
Oh, were you?
Dude, that was amazing.
That was great.
Because we were in the theater, and, like, it goes up to the scene, right? And, like, Obi-Wan's like, you give up, Anakin. I got the high ground. He's like, and he does the flip, and then Obi-Wan just boom, and one fell swoop cuts off two legs and one arm.
Yeah, it was cool.
And then Anakin's just like, oh, I look over at Clint. Clint's just like eyes and mouth agape. He's like, oh, and then he catches on fire as he's crawling up. And then it's like, after the movie, Clint was like, he's a nugget.
Yeah,
he's like, that got me. He's a nugget.
I think I said it at the time.
Yeah,
I
think you might have, yeah.
I said, he's a nugget. And you just start laughing.
The problem is, me and Diva, we knew what happened. It's like, we always knew that
I thought he got thrown into lava. No, I didn't think he got turned to a nugget.
The problem
like
is, we always knew that he got burned somehow, and he lost some body parts.
Yeah.
I used to know they were going to be so graphic about it, mind you. Yeah. But I always knew that he was that way, because most of his body is robotic.
Yep.
So it wasn't that shocking.
That's why he's more machine now than
exactly.
Man.
So it wasn't all that shocking to me, but I like how they portrayed it in that film.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than just being burned by lava.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was way better that Obi-Wan just sliced him up, turned him into a nugget, and then fried him and shit.
Like
a crispy grin. So I thought it was good. I understand how people would think that that's shocking, though.
Yeah.
So this movie is like almost comical to watch now. It's like not scary at all. But I remember the first time I saw the recut of Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
They had the scene where she goes down the stairs and there's coming out of her mouth. That one got me. Like
oh,
the
and
rest
she's
of the
crawling
stuff,
upside down.
She's crawling upside down, and the blood's coming out of her mouth. That got me.
Yeah, I remember. We went to watch it with Noe. Remember?
Yeah,
that fool.
I couldn't watch after that.
Both of these fools, they were terrified after that.
I remember you telling me about that.
They were so. I was like, damn, that shit's awesome. And these fools were like.
Up until that moment, nothing had really happened in the movie.
No,
And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, shit, it just jolted me. It's kind of like the way you felt about the Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's so jolting that you didn't expect it that, like, you're just, like, shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked,
And that's, you know, it's one of those things where, you remember what's the name of them? With Quentin Tarantino with Jamie Foxx?
Oh, Django? Yeah.
Remember with the scene where D'Artagnan gets eaten by the wolf?
Oh, the dogs? Oh, yeah.
Apparently, in the original cut, it was much longer and much more graphic, and he said he had to cut it down because when they did the test runs with people, they were just so shell-shocked by the gratuitousness of the scene.
Yeah.
They checked out for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And people didn't like it. And then they cut it down, and people liked the movie more.
Okay.
Wow.
And so, like, it's just one of those things where you're just, it's so, I think that's like a PTSD kind of, like a minor little PTSD.
Yeah.
Like you're
so traumatized.
You're so traumatized
by
what
you
saw. And I think that's what happened to me in that movie. And obviously, in Event Horizon is the same.
Yeah.
Right.
And I also felt that way when I saw another movie that I actually think is, I don't think people were going to think that this would be on the disturbing list, but it's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen was The Passion of the Christ.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Just because it was so... It wasn't that I expected it to be as violent, just like the way the people reacted to it. Like, they were like watching it like it was a fucking spectator sport and shit. And I was like, you know... And then, like, some people were like... They were shocked. Like, you know, Pontius Pilate was like shocked. I was like, this fool saw people getting crucified every day. Like, he's not going to be shocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I doubt he'd be shocked.
But just how violent, it just seemed morbid. That movie seemed morbid to me. Because, and people were, like, crying and all that stuff. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, this is fucking just a torture film. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I watched it. I took it for what it was. People were fucked up to each other back then.
But the thing that got me even worse is reality is probably even worse than what it was.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Devin, I know that this one bothered you. Hard Candy.
Yeah, definitely. It's just the
explain. Give it a little bit of explanation of what it was.
So it's this little girl.
What's the actress? Do you know what's her name? Lesbian.
Yeah. What is her name? Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. Yeah.
From Inception. Little girl. I guess the guy was unknown, kind of predator. Is that what he was?
I think what had happened, he had raped one of her friends.
Oh, yeah. So she goes through
he didn't know that she knew that, of course.
Yeah, and so she goes through this, like, elaborate scheme to kind of, to I don't know, were they building a relationship?
They built a relationship. He was gonna have sex with her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
And then she drugs him, and then he wakes up on a table, like an operating table, and...
She's cutting off his junk.
She's you know, got all the surgical tools, you know, preparing to cut off his junk. And didn't she have like a video
camera?
She had
a video camera and TV so that he could see it happen, but he couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
And he was just screaming out of just desperation and panic.
Yeah. And like that whole scene, and like it ended up where she didn't actually cut it off, but like she had
it
like tied off.
She used ice.
Yeah. So she froze his balls so he couldn't feel them.
Yeah.
And like she made him think that she had cut off or she was cutting off his junk. And
it was
like,
just a video of like some surgical procedure from someone else.
Yeah. And so it was just like that whole scene was just like, God.
I never liked Ellen Page after that movie. After that movie, I never liked her.
Oh, dude.
I never saw Juno. I never saw any. I never liked her.
She was all right in Juno, but in X-Men when she was Kitty Pryde.
No, I never liked her after that movie.
Gorgeous, yeah.
She was gorgeous. Reception. Yeah, she was good.
I love Ellen Page.
I can't stand her.
What about
that movie?
It's not a horror film, but it's a scene that I know a lot of people found disturbing. But when we were in the theater, I was crying because I was laughing so hard.
Are we talking about Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Yes.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Where Gord, played by Tom Green,
that shit was funny, dude.
Is coming home, gets out of his car, and his friend across the street, a little 9-10-year-old boy, is running up and says, "Hey, Gord!" Trips, falls, goes face first into his car, gets up, blood and teeth streaming out of his mouth, and the kid is screaming in pain.
Devin thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Burst into laughter. It was so embarrassing
how much you were laughing at that scene.
I was just I could not control myself. And it's a shocking scene. It's violent, and like I hate seeing violence against kids, but that scene just came right out of left field.
Hit in the face with a baseball too.
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's just blood gushing out of his nose. And that kid was just getting fucked up left and right. But that scene where he goes headfirst in the car, I was just laughing so hard.
I remember the
scene
where he goes, "I want to play with the horsey." People just lost. The people just couldn't handle it.
It's funny because he drives.
Couldn't handle that.
He drives by. He's like, "I want to play with the horse." He slams the brakes, spins around, goes, jumps into the farm, and starts jerking off the horse.
People just couldn't. People were like, in the theater. There's another movie that I watched part of this movie, but I had to turn it off because I just couldn't do it anymore. Teeth.
Oh yeah.
Teeth.
It's just that one scene that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it after that.
Yeah, if you guys should go watch Teeth, seriously,
it's a fantastic like B film.
Yeah, exactly. If you like B movies,
yeah,
and with teeth and vaginas, I would go watch it. It's really funny. I think it's funny. I understand why Clint doesn't like it. I think it's funny.
Okay, what about Tusk?
I haven't seen Tusk. I heard
have you heard about this movie?
No, I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
disturbing, right?
It is. It's not as... It's funny, too, because online, like, I think the people that really love this movie are just diehard Kevin Smith fans. And I love Kevin Smith, but I wasn't like, it's a great movie. It's like, it was what it was, right? It was Kevin Smith's attempt at a horror movie, even though he already did Red State. And the fact that this dude is so enamored, dare I say in love, with the walrus... He kidnaps his podcaster, Justin Long.
Yeah.
And then he starts doing procedures to turn this guy into a human walrus. The thing that fucked me up the most about this movie is the fact that they were about to kill him to put him out of his misery, but they let him live, so he has to live the rest of his days as a human walrus.
Oh, damn.
It's disturbing.
It was... I mean, he looked all fucked up.
I was like... this movie was explained to me. I was like, I don't think I want to watch this one.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I don't think so. But... and Johnny Depp has a cameo in it, which... I don't know. It was too long, his piece. Uh-huh. But... I think it kind of like... It took me out of the story. Uh-huh. But just like the stuff that Justin Long had to go through, and it was just like... It was almost... It was like misery meets... I don't know, some other fucked up movie, but it looked disturbing. And like, what was crazy too is like, as he's the, the guy uses his own skin. So as Justin Long is like hopping around as a walrus, one of these patches is his face. So you actually see his face on the side of his body.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
And he's got like, he's got these giant tusks that have been like screwed into his mouth. It was crazy.
Oh damn.
Have you guys heard of a movie called Valhalla Rising?
I've heard of
Mikkelsen?
It.
If you guys haven't seen it, there's some disturbing parts to it, I will say, but it's not nothing like any of some of the other movies. But I remember when the first time I saw it, I got a little freaked out. There's like some stuff that's like some sudden things that happen, but more just in terms of like the way it's shot and cut and stuff like that.
Yeah,
A Scanner Darkly.
I have not seen that movie for a long time. A Scanner Darkly.
Valhalla Rising.
Valhalla Rising.
But Scanner Darkly had some disturbing stuff in it, actually.
But that's
especially the
animated movie.
It is.
Yeah.
But like, even at the end when like, you know, basically he was just basically like mind was muck at the end of something like that. Just that type of like Philip K. Dick sort of trippiness is a little disturbing to me sometimes. You know what I mean? But nothing serious. It was just something that I wrote on the list. Let me get into a couple directors that are notoriously have some of the most disturbing stuff we've ever seen.
Okay.
And I know everyone. So Let me start off
Is Paul Verhoeven on your list?
Who is that guy?
The guy that did fucking Starship Troopers, RoboCop.
No, RoboCop has some disturbing stuff.
When
in
the
there.
Guy walks out and all of the, from the toxic waste and he gets hit by a car, he just turns to muck.
I thought that was awesome. That's not disturbing at all.
So my first guy I want to talk about is David Cronenberg.
Okay.
He's done Existence, he did Dead Ringers, he did The Fly, and he did maybe one of the most infamous trippy movies, which I never see on the list of most disturbing movies of all time when I look them up, is Naked Lunch.
Yeah.
There's multiple scenes in this movie that are just really disturbing. The typewriter fight is really disturbing. The alien typewriter that he gets later on where he has to like take the like semen-like
substance. Does he actually jerk that thing off? Because I know
he touches the tip and
then it
comes
and
off.
And I remember there was a scene where he's like putting the semen into a cup and he's drinking it. And I was like, oh, God.
Then I remember the scene where Devin just lost it was the Julian Sands monster scene.
That was when he's got like a bag of booze or something. He's underneath the...
No, that's when he walks in and like Julian Sands is like this amorphous blob thing that's like got people on tentacles and arms and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, I blocked that shit out of my memory.
There's a lot of disturbing stuff in Naked Lunch.
Yeah.
And even I remember after the typewriter fight, this fool gets all the debris, puts it in a bag, takes it to the beach like he's going to throw it away, and he looks inside and it's just nothing but like syringes and drugs and shit like that.
Yeah,
it's
I remember
just,
that.
Like, trippy shit like that, you know what I mean?
See, like I lost some respect for, what's his name?
Peter Weller?
Yeah, after that.
He got more respect.
Yeah.
I thought, like I said, I was talking to Clint earlier that after reading the book, the movie's actually pretty tame, so...
Existence.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was any disturbing in it, but
I think it was just like the fact that it was like a bio video game
Maybe the most disturbing part is when he's eating the Chinese food.
Yeah,
and he's getting the gun from it. He's like sucking the stuff off the bones and putting it on there.
I thought it was cool. Didn't it shoot teeth?
It shot teeth. It shot the dog's teeth, I think, or whatever the teeth. But I think that was the most disturbing part of it.
Yeah.
But if you like weird stuff, that's a good film to watch.
Have you guys seen Dead Ringers with Jeremy Irons?
I don't think
it's
I
like
have.
These two, Long
it's
time.
Like these guys are gynecologists, and one of them like loses his mind, and he creates this diagram for instruments operate on alien women, and it's like this like gnarly looking like H.R. Geiger looking stuff.
Okay,
and he like wants to use it on somebody like a woman's. Yeah. Vagina. It's hella trippy, dude.
Huh. Right,
it's just hella disturbing.
Jeremy Irons, you're right. No, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's an older movie?
It's 88.
But it's a Cronenberg. I probably watched this shit with my dad.
Yeah.
Takashi Miike, Ichi the Killer, Gozu has some... Ichi the Killer, first of all, is like, I don't know if Ichi the Killer was first or Event Horizon was first, but it also has a scene where a dude is suspended
by hooks. Yeah, Ichi the Killer is
crazy. Ichi the Killer is crazy, and they're like overly violent.
Is that the one with the dog?
No, that's Gozu.
Gozu is the one with the dog.
That shit was funny.
That's just weird.
But there's some other scenes in that movie that are really disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to follow that fucking movie. It's so weird.
And then, like, she gives birth to, like, a grown man at the end. But it's actually him.
It's him, yeah. It's
like,
weird.
But then, like, he wants to fuck him because he wants to know what it feels like to have... It's so weird, man.
I mean, like I said, if you're disturbed by just weird shit, then yeah. I thought it was... It's crazy. I had to watch it, like, three times to even understand what the fuck is going on in the movie. And you know, after the third time, you're like, you're just scratching your head still, trying to figure out who was the real Yakuza guy.
Yeah.
And what the hell did the dog have to do with it? Dude, seriously, like the dog scene, this is one of the best scenes in the movie ever.
I think the problem is that like a lot of people are dog lovers and it really bothers them. But to me, every time I see it, I can't stop laughing.
I just can't stop laughing because this guy went into the cafe or whatever that it was, grabbed the dog.
No, he swung that fucker around on his
head. He swung around his head, smashed up against the glass, smashes it on the ground.
Oh man, and you know, and I love dogs.
Oh yeah, total dog.
But it just went that scene. It was it's shocking,
it's
but
so it's so outlandish.
Exactly,
it happens right at the beginning of the movie.
It hits the tone for the whole film.
The strangeness of the whole film.
Like I said, if you guys want a weird fucking movie to watch, Gozu is definitely a weird fucking movie.
What about a Battle Royale?
Disturbing?
There's not a whole lot of disturbing stuff in there, but I remember like one of the first scenes when like all the kids wake up in the classroom and they got the things around their necks, and then like the best friend his starts beeping off and like he's running around and then it pops and like he just like his head just flies back and blood shooting out everywhere all over the kids. It's like you know, that was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I wasn't expecting a kid to get his head blown off.
Yeah, like the ones where kids get hurt is
it was,
can be
it was straight
sometimes.
Running Man style.
I think the most infamous Takashi Miike film in our minds is Audition.
Yeah, Audition was crazy, man. You know, the thing with Audition is that, you know, it's extreme.
And that always at the top of list.
Yeah, it's extremely slow.
Like, for sure.
Super slow. Like when you're watching the film, like, you're like, what the fuck are we watching? It was like some soap.
You got to wait at least like an hour, probably.
Exactly. You're like, literally, it's like a bad Japanese soap.
I remember I remember the first time I saw the dude in the burlap sack. I was like, what the fuck is this?
But I mean, the first hour, it's just regular stuff.
It's just a
tool to lull you into a false sense of safety.
Yeah.
Mm. And then when the shit hits the fan, you're talking about a guy in a burlap sack. Like, the guy is let out, has to eat the bitch's vomit.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the piano wire with the kitty, kitty, kitty.
And that's in the fool's eyeball. Exactly. It's
extreme because, you know, we're watching it, and obviously we don't have a female here for her perspective on it, but we're men. We go out there and we date, you know, and you meet people, and you meet a person that's very unassuming. She's very laid back, this person. And all of a sudden, she's a fucking total psycho. And I'm like, and literally, this bitch is crazy. And we've all been there. We've all dated the crazy bitch, but luckily we never really did this crazy.
Yeah, none of them ever came after we piano. Yeah,
I've never woken up in a burlap sack. but this is a crazy film. Really, really is. And you know, Gozu is weird.
This one's psychologically.
This one's really a psychological film.
And you could see that.
Film.
I think Audition has a realism to it.
Yeah, and that's what really gets me is the realism. You know, I love. Like the slasher films, but they're so unrealistic that, you know, I can just watch them for the joy of it. Like, just like you said, Audition it possibly could happen.
Oh yeah.
It probably does.
It probably does. And that's what really gets me. So when you move to like movies like Hostel, you know, and those type of films, right? Whatever. I know there's Saw. Saw is still like the first one was really good.
Yeah.
But the few other ones got a bit too elaborate for me.
Yeah, to where it was like, it's like, how can we make this more gruesome?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The first one's really good.
The first one is like, man, that's up there.
Exactly. It's up there. Other ones, get a bit too elaborate. But the first one's really good.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to watch the first one. The first Saw. It's same thing with the first Hostel.
I watch it all the time. I love that movie.
Same thing with Hostel. I don't particularly care too much for watching Hostel because
Hostel's just too much.
It's too much for me. Yeah,
Hostel 2 is fucked up too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watched part 1 and part 2, and once is enough for me.
Yeah.
And not because of how gruesome it is like that. It's just the realism of it. You know, rich
it makes you scared to like go to Europe. Or something
rich
like that.
Because rich people have so much money. It's like, why can't they do that?
Yeah.
Type shit. You know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about maybe the most disturbing director of all time, David Lynch. He's directed, and when I say disturbing, I don't mean like, oh, he's got the goriest films or the most graphic films, but like the stuff that's in those movies is like so unsettling sometimes that like, and you're so confused when you're watching what you don't understand what you see. And then some of the stuff that's in there is just like, what was that?
Yeah.
And after a while you start watching it, you get more comfortable with seeing the scenes.
Yeah.
But the first time you see some of these movies, it's just so strange and so disturbing. I remember the first time we watched Mulholland Drive, we just watched it straight through twice.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then we remember we sat down and watched Blue Velvet and we're like, what the fuck is going
Daddy
on?
Wants to
It
was disturbing, though,
yeah.
Dude. It sounds funny, but it actually is pretty disturbing when you watch it.
We were watching because I remember you got me into David Lynch, and I was with Mulholland Drive first, and then
he takes his time.
He does. He does.
And that's what makes it worse. Like you said, it lulls you into this thing.
Exactly. And then with Fire Walk With Me.
I think Lost Highway was another one.
Lost Highway, yeah.
Yeah.
Lost Highway was good.
See, Lost Highway is one of those ones where you're like watching it and there's some disturbing things in there, but like you're like, how does it's just like you can't wrap your mind around it in some ways.
You have to watch it a couple times to actually appreciate the film.
And it's like, I almost feel like, you know, a movie like, and like you mentioned Twin Peaks and you mentioned, like, Eraserhead might be his strangest film.
It's strange. It's
but
not.
You have to kind of watch other David Lynch films first to really appreciate it. Because if that's your first exposure to David Lynch, like, you got to sit through a lot of stuff, nothing happening.
Yeah, it's very boring.
But
when
embalmed cat fetus appears, you're like, and that was real. That was a real cat fetus.
Yeah, yeah.
it's really disturbing. I remember Gucci, the first time you watched Eraserhead, you're like, dude, I just had nightmares about that shit.
Because it was funny.
It was so odd.
Because I the first one I ever found, like a copy of it, was a very grainy copy. Yeah. And it just made it even worse. So I've watched it recently. It's, you know, because after you watch David Lynch enough, you understand what's going on. So it's not that difficult, but... Man, that first time I watched it, because you told me to watch it, and like I had to find it, and it was like a 320 by 240 video, so it was like tiny, grainy, and it shit was crazy, dude. It really was. So,
but Twin Peaks: Firewalk With Me, I think we watched that one. That's like one of those movies that we would put on when we were drunk.
Yeah,
but there is some really disturbing stuff in there.
Yeah.
Formica tables, and I mean, just even the rape plot.
It
gets really disturbing, actually. Especially the way that he kind of reveals it, you know what I mean? Even the stuff with David Bowie, like people screaming at each other, and you're like, what is going on here? Crazy. You know what I mean? It's like it almost makes it scary.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
and isn't this,
it's just those random people just yelling at each other,
isn't it? This weird thing where, like, have you ever watched a David Lynch movie and been like, that's a terrible performance by this actor? It's like, you can't, because they're so odd that you don't even know how to, like, gauge whether or not this person is acting well, because you always figured they're acting in this way for a particular reason.
Well, you know, when he's doing his films, like when he did Dune, like the first cut, that was pretty bad.
Well,
yeah.
Some of the acting there was pretty fucking bad.
Despite all the fantastic actors.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the acting there was really bad. So
Dune is like the one, and it's like a weird thing, like all his movies make him even stranger. Like the fact that he did Dune.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes him even stranger.
Why do you even choose to
do
it?
Or the straight story is like just a normal film, but it makes his catalog even stranger, because he has this normal film.
Didn't he do like a Disney film, like White Gull or something? Or
it was straight story.
You do know that he was originally supposed to do Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, if he would have done Return of the Jedi, that would have been like.
But there, I forgot why he didn't. I think there was just some miscommunication between him and Lucas. So then they got Ralph Marquand to do it, and then even still, like, he and Lucas just, they kept butting heads.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So I mean, what's
the one scene that you think that was most disturbing to you in any movie?
Well, there's one more director I want to talk about, and I think that this might answer your question.
Uh huh.
There's one movie where I saw the movie, and after I saw it, I thought to myself, that is probably the worst thing in the world. I would probably do anything other than be forced to do this.
Uh-huh.
And that movie was Old Boy.
Cut your tongue out or bang your daughter?
Yeah, bang the daughter.
Okay.
It really bothered me, man, when I saw that. I didn't know anything about the movie. I just saw the movie for the first time. And I'm one of those people that I don't try to figure movies out as I'm watching them. So it really was sprung on me at the end.
Uh-huh.
And man, I was just like, I just don't think there's anything worse. I really don't think there's anything worse than that, you know? And that brings me to the other Park Chan-wook films, because that's part of the Vengeance trilogy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Sympathy for Lady Vengeance or Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance.
No. I only saw it.
I've heard of them, I've never actually seen them.
They're worth watching. There's a scene where this guy...
And it's part of the Old Boy trilogy?
It's not the same story, but they call it the Vengeance trilogy, because they're all about revenge, right?
Okay.
And there's a scene in one of the... I think it's Mr. Vengeance, where they find the guy that killed them. They find the guy that killed their, like, there's this group of people that their daughters were killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or kids, I think, maybe. I can't remember. And they find him, right? And they bring them all into this, like, empty school. And and one of the guys goes, he's in the other room. And people just start screaming. People just start going crazy. And they're like, here's the thing. If you pay me, I will let you go in there and do whatever you want to him, but you can't kill him. Because if you kill him, then the other people don't get to do something to him too. And it's crazy, man. They let him go in there one by one, fool.
That's
it's
crazy.
Nuts, man. It's a crazy scene, dude. Right. It's one of those things that, like, if you think of it, you're like, that would make a great movie. But you didn't think of it. He thought of it, and he put it in the movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just Old Boy, I think, was the thing that caught me the most. Like, I just thought that was the worst thing ever. I don't think it jolted me the most or anything like that. But I think it was one of the things where I thought to myself that there's nothing worse. Yeah. There's really nothing worse. What about you?
It's funny, because when I watched Old Boy, because I'd already seen, because it wasn't when I came out, but I'd already seen some weird shit in movies. It was
But I will, after this, I will tell you the most disturbed I was ever.
Okay. For me, the most disturbing movie I've seen ever?
Moment in film.
Shit. It'd have to be when the first time I saw Irreversible or whatever it was.
That was, yeah. Sick to my stomach.
It had to be the first time. Because you know.
You know, like, maybe not that particular scene in general, but, like, I always feel super uneasy when it comes to, like, rape scenes in general.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
It really bothers me.
I think what's more disturbing about that one is the fact that, A, it was such a long cut.
Yeah.
And it was such a violent cut.
Yeah.
And the fact that the director was her husband.
Yeah.
That bothered you too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it bothered me too, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was...
Like, how can you... even if it's fake, how can you subject your wife to that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even playing like it's real.
Like, it's one thing to have to, like, you know, go to the premiere and have to watch that happen to your wife, but when you're sitting there directing it, being like, oh, no, you got to be more forceful, or you've got to make her scream more, or you got to cover her mouth more. It's like, how?
Yeah.
How?
It was weird to watch it when I watched it again. Then I read the whole thing. I was like, damn, that's even weirder, man.
You know, the funny thing is that you reminded me of, you've seen an anime called Perfect Blue,
I think. Oh, yeah, that shit was crazy.
And like, there's a scene where she's like some actress, right? And she has to do some scene where she's getting like, I don't know, she's getting gang raped by a couple guys
that. She was getting raped
They do this thing, and it's like a trippy psychological one, but like, there's a scene where she's like, she's playing the scene where she's getting raped, right?
Right.
And the director calls cut, right? And the guy is like on top of her, and he goes, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
And she's like, "It's okay." And I was just like thinking to myself, like, "Fuck, like that's serious, man, man. Like this fool like feels bad to even have to act this shit out."
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was crazy, and that reminded me of that.
That was a good movie. That was a good anime.
That's
called what?
Man. Perfect Blue.
Perfect.
It's an older one.
It's really good. Yeah.
But I will say the thing
that
shocked me maybe the most when I first saw it, and I didn't know, because I think I didn't know if it was real or not. I didn't know where it wasn't real anymore. I thought to myself, okay, that's got to be fake. And then I went back and I was like, I think that's real.
Yeah.
And it was really disturbing to see it be real, is the Broken movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I still don't know what parts are. I know it's not, because I know he went to trial for this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but I
know
don't know how much was real and how much wasn't.
Yeah,
especially the gave up video is what I say.
The gave up video.
Happiness of Slavery. I know that guy was a super sadomasochist, and most of the stuff in there was real.
Yeah, it was real. Yeah, but the gave up video.
Man,
that shit was crazy.
I can't pinpoint one specific scene that disturbed me the most. There's a lot of stuff, but I mean, Legend of the Overfiend stuff, obviously.
Man, I couldn't watch.
But it
was. Well, you got to put anime aside, because
but that's
different.
The thing. It's like it's an animation. It's not like, you know, it's not
like a movie.
The Blue Girl live action.
I never saw that.
Nah, that's just stupid.
Yeah, but
it's not the same as
it was. It's not like I mean, there's stuff in Legend of the Overfiend that, I mean, you know, women getting their skin ripped off, we obviously see in Silent Hill, right?
Yeah.
And it's all CG, but still, like, it looks more realistic than it does in the anime. I'm trying to think of, like, the only things that pop into my head as, like, that gave me a shock, other than stuff in Hostel or even Saw, are some scenes in The Thing.
Oh, I think it was good.
When the creature's, you know, it's you know, popping out heads, and it's coming out of a dog.
Pulls
it's
the just, guy's arms off?
Yeah, just things like that where it's ripping apart, like, people. And
I think one of the best scenes was, like, when that fool's head comes off and sprouts legs.
Yeah. Like, that shit's crazy. Like, the sound it makes, and how it's all, like, jittery.
So good,
and it's like,
dude,
it's like they're... It's a sci-fi horror-ish kind of... No, I'd say
it's
sci-fi
thriller.
It's crazy
to think that movie was in 81. Like, it's really graphic for 81.
Good.
Yeah, and it's just freaky.
Man. When that guy's the guy's like absorbing the other guy, he's like, he has his head on, it's like part of him already.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was really good.
And the prequel's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's not.
I didn't like
this
thing itself, but the movie was good.
Yeah, it's obviously not as good as the original, but I do love how it sets up the movie.
I wish they would have the remake, like, you know, the prequel, or whatever. I wish they would have, like, went back to, like, practical effects.
That would have been nice.
So
cool. Because some of the CG stuff, I can understand how they were trying to go a little bit more above and beyond. But there's just practical effects.
It's a lost art, man.
Yeah,
the stuff in The Thing is great.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
If you guys have never seen The Thing, and you guys are like, you like sci-fi thrillers or sci-fi horror, you gotta
watch
it. And the way it ends is
fantastic.
It's fantastic, dude. It's such a great film.
Yeah.
when I was looking at a list, this guy said, this guy had like this list of all these movies, right? Uh-huh. And at the very end, he had one little joke movie that he had at the very end. He said, if you could get through this, respect. You know what I mean? Like saying, like, you know, it's it disturbs me.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Justin Bieber movie. And so I have mine for you guys.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen this movie. I don't think I don't want to. I don't know if I could get through it even if I could. And that movie is Brokeback Mountain.
I got through it.
I got through it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
disturbing to me.
The most disturbing part is the fact that he spits in his hand a little bit.
I can't.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't have anything against that. I can't watch it.
It was,
and that, like, honestly, that's like the like that's the shock value of the movie is, to me, that scene. Everything else is just like it's honestly a disastrous love story.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not saying that.
It was just like a romance, right? That's all it was. And the reason why, I mean, I watched it and past that, I don't watch it again because it's a romance film. I'm like,
yeah. Like, sure, they're banging each other, but
yeah,
whatever.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
It's not like they really show any of it. Exactly. It's just spit in his hand and go to town. And then like he finishes, and it's like they both become kind of like a little shamed.
Exactly. It's a big deal.
But then they can't quit each other. And there's a lot of...
Yeah.
It's just love, Clint.
Yeah.
What do you got against love?
Yeah, I have nothing against love.
What's wrong with love, man?
I have nothing against love. Nothing against it.
A little spit never hurt no one.
Doesn't mean I want to see it.
So you never watched Brokeback Mountain?
No, wow. Sir. Don't plan to.
Damn.
Doesn't interest me.
What about Communion?
Can't do that either.
See, this guy doesn't like aliens.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me which one do I have to watch one?
Yeah.
I'll watch Communion.
Wow. Yeah. Over Brokeback, huh?
Because
Brokeback's a reality. That's why. For Clint.
Wow.
He wants to be in a tent somewhere in the Rockies and he's with someone special.
Dude, you're getting pretty detailed there. You got a lot of details for that. You got a healthy imagination.
Clint, why do you think Gooch keeps asking to go camping?
That's right. That's fucking right, baby. We on the beach.
All of a sudden, my tent unzips.
I can't quit you. You're like, it's so cold out here. But it's like 100 degrees. I need you.
So what do we... So Clint is scared of Brokeback Mountain.
That's your joke movie?
That's a joke movie.
If
I had to.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer not to.
Mine's Ghost Rider.
It's a bad movie.
I've never finished it. We went to the theater to go watch it. You, me, Joe. I think you were there too.
Yeah.
Joe and I got up and left.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't finish it.
It was terrible.
What about you, Gooch?
I don't know if I ever...
Movie you stay away from forever.
Stay away from forever because it's just bad? Fuck me. I don't know. It'd have to be like the Chun-Li movie or something. Is
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Really?
It's a terrible movie.
That's a terrible film, but I don't think it's that bad.
I can't watch it.
Damn.
That Rob Zombie joint?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Oh,
man. I know there's been like some B movies, but there's
hideous.
The problem is I tell you to go watch them because they're just funny to watch.
Yeah.
I can't think of a movie that I just literally will not watch. I mean, I know there is some, but I guess they're so bad that I forget. You know?
Fair enough.
I couldn't really off the top of my head.
Hey, here's the thing, man. I know people are gonna be like, "Oh, you guys didn't put this movie." We haven't seen that fucking movie, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard of 120 Days of Sodom. Have I seen it? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of Visitor Q. Have I seen it? No. Yeah. I've heard of Antichrist. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But this is the ones we've seen.
Yeah. So if you guys suggest something, we'll watch it. We'll try.
We'll do a commentary on it.
Yeah, we'll do some commentary on it. We'll make Clint watch Brokeback.
Yeah, now that I have all the proper cables, we can do commentaries.
Exactly. So
I'll watch Brokeback for the pod.
Yeah.
Communion?
No.
Fuck.
What about Fire in the Sky?
Definitely. Dude, I wish we still had that alien pod. Man. Yeah. Damn, we lost it. So be it.
Alrighty.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
See y'all soon.